Hey everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Joy of Junk Journaling, the Paper Outpost podcast. Welcome. Settle in, relax, sit down, or keep walking, or keep grocery shopping. And I am actually on the road thinking about junk journaling. Oh my goodness, I'm just passing an accident here. Ooh, a beautiful little Mustang was crunched. Oh, into the back of a Camaro. Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody's okay though. They're all walking around. Everything looks fine, so it's okay. A little fender bender. But anyway, I am driving home from a fun weekend with my friend. Haven't seen each other. We're old college mates. And she and I went through, you know, everything together. And so I just completed a fun weekend with her on my way home. Got a couple hour drive, and I thought I would chit chat to you about what is going on through my little brain here about junk journals and what I want to do. I'm in the planning stages of my next junk journals coming up. And I'm completing a couple junk journals right now, and they kind of have a theme, not a theme, but they have a groove of their own. And so I'm trying to think, like, what can I make that's a little different next time? Can I give it a different little flair? I like to do different things all the time because it keeps my interest. It keeps me peaked, and I can. You know, I can have little squirrels run around my head and think new thoughts. And that's kind of fun when it comes to junk journal making, because that's where the fun lives. Trying new, there's another accident on the other. Oh, goodness gracious. Airbags and everything. And they look all okay. They're walking around. Thank goodness. So anyway, driving safely here. Yeah. Staying focused on the road. And, but yeah, so I'm thinking, okay, when I get home, what am I going to do? I already picture myself coming in the house. You know, it's crazy. I get, like, excited about getting back with the paper. I love being with my friends and everything, but I love getting back to the paper too. Like, the paper is calling, you know that feeling? Come play with me. So I am excited about getting back home. It's going to be nice and quiet and peaceful, and I'm going to, you know, snuggle in, get all the stuff put away, and then slip right into my craft room and go to town making stuff. And I think I'm good on ephemera for a little while. I mean, I've got 4 shoeboxes full. I should be okay for a bit. But I always feel like I never have enough. But I really want to think about the journal and the journal process itself. And I had pre-made a bunch of covers up. And but I want to make each cover unique and each cover different. So I made the basic structure of the covers. And I have done some fabric covering of them. Sometimes I paint them. Sometimes I use modeling paste and emboss them, or I stamp things on them, or I layer things on them. So they really can each take on their own unique flavor or color or personality. And I found that eclectic vintage nature seems to be a natural place I gravitate to. Although I do like to explore other areas, I'm open to them. And so sometimes, you know, you get in a groove and you're making journals, and all of a sudden you just want to wing off to the left and go somewhere completely different with a journal, or try a new flap or a flip, or the way the journal is constructed, like maybe not just standard book, but maybe you want to do a portfolio or something that has a lot of intricate multi-flip fold things. And that just reminded me of this thing. I went to town once. I had a bunch of junk mail and envelopes and things like that, and I thought, how many flippy folds can I actually make if I just kept making them and tried to construct something out of it? And I made what I call the monster. It's a crazy thing. I'll have to show it to you on a video, but it's it has more flips and more folds, and I just wanted to see how many could I actually keep adding until I just couldn't physically add anymore. And because it was only junk mail and stuff like that, so it didn't matter. I could have fun with the paper, have fun tearing it and gluing it and decorating it, and just see what happens. Sometimes you just gotta unleash yourself and just say, okay, if there were no rules, what can I do? And all of a sudden, the whole universe opens up. And that's when you can really start having some fun, when you give yourself the permission to play. And I like to keep things in the play realm. I like to keep things in the experimental realm. And I try to listen to that little quiet voice that says, well, what if you just put this there? Or what if you tried that there? You've never done that before. I mean, and if you don't do it, then you're going to wonder about what it would have been like if you did do it. And so then I think, okay, well, let me just do it. And the worst thing, you know, I can probably deconstruct it or tear the page out or whatever and work around it. Most things are correctable when it comes to junk journal making. So I try not to get, too worried if I'm going to try something really big. I'm kind of playing in my mind with what this next junk journal will look like. And what is the feel? Is it a warm and soft and nurturing and comfortable feel? Or is it going to be more a dark and mysterious and mystical sort of feel? Or anything in between? Is it going to be, eclectic, or will it be more theme focused? Will it be a gypsy journal or something like that, or a boho journal, or who knows what? There's no wrong journal, one of my favorite questions is, somebody will see, a journal video and they'll say, oh my gosh, I think this is so cool, but what exactly is a junk journal? And, it's funny. I always like kind of all there and I think, oh my God, where do I even begin? I want to tell people there are no rules and you can do whatever you want, and there's no such thing as too fat or too thin. There's no such thing as too much or too little writing space. There's no such thing as the wrong color, or the wrong paper, fabric or no fabric, sew or no sew. I mean, I just really want to spread the word that it's all good and it's all okay. And my personal barometer is, as long as I'm having fun, it's a good thing. Yeah. And, it doesn't have to win any Nobel Prizes, it doesn't. I just want to have a good time in the afternoon playing with some paper. And every once in a while, you come across a fun discovery and you say to yourself, whoa, that was actually pretty fun. I'm really glad I tried that. I'm glad I went down that little avenue, that little rabbit hole, and I explored that little idea I had. Or other times it'll be, well, I learned that doesn't work, or that doesn't stick well, or that didn't come together well, or I needed a little more fabric here, or I needed a little more paper here. Probably in the earlier days when I was really trying to get the basic construction down, and I tried this method and I tried that method and I watched videos and I did this and I did that, and everybody seemed to, have different ways of doing it, and they all seemed to be much better measurers than myself, and much more exact. I mean, they were good about being precise, and I kind of put that out there with the sewing gene. You just had to be born with how to get things to come together, especially intricate things that had to fit. They had to fit and snuggle in and be square and function right. And so finally, just after making, over 300 books, trying this, trying that, da 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 da, what would work? What would work? What makes it easier? What is more efficient? What is gets me to the end point but still is strong and functional, and it's quality, and it'll hold together. And I've made every mistake known to mankind as I've made my books. There's nothing worse in a journal maker's, that's always my fear, is that a book will come apart, and oh God forbid, and it's happened to me. I've lived through it. And, but I hope I've learned from it. I try and assess what went wrong. And, sometimes if you collect a lot of vintage and old things, some of your materials might disintegrate. I worked once with some embroidery floss that, when you tugged on it, it actually pulled apart, and I didn't do the tug test before I sewed the signatures in, and later the journal came apart, and I got to live that glory. But you learn as you go. So I learned, okay, don't do that anymore. What are my alternatives? I can confirm that my embroidery floss is strong and newish, not too old, where the fibers have decayed, or I could use an alternative, like a waxed linen or something like that, thread that will, like bookbinding thread that will be very reliable and you'll never have a problem with it, that kind of thing. Other things, you know, so you learn as you go. And, you know, getting the signatures to line up evenly and be inside of the book, not one hanging down low and one up high, or being too narrow for the book or too wide for the book. Oh, gosh, I've you know, done everything. Should I have a signature cover? Do I need a signature cover? Is that a requirement? Is that like written in the junk journal rule book somewhere? Do I need that? What would the book feel like if I did? What would the book feel like if I didn't? You know, how would it feel in the hand, the weight of the book? You know, would it be better, worse, the same? So try it. The best thing to do is just try it. And nobody can tell you what feels right to you other than you. And so it's gotta kind of meet your standards. You know, I think I like the book to be, it's gotta have like a little weight to it, so I feel like there's some substance to it, but it's gotta not be too light or too heavy. It's kind of a Goldilocks thing. It's got to be just right. And it's funny, when I'm making a book, if I feel like the weight of the book, I'm like putting stuff in, and I'm a classic overstuffer, and that's just my style, and that's, there's no right or wrong, it's just my style. When I'm making a book and I'm holding it and I'm thinking, it's not heavy enough. I don't have enough stuff in here. I need to put more stuff in here. And there is like a weight thing in my head, and I don't know why. It doesn't make any rational sense, like the book should weigh at least X, you know, in your hand. And I never actually weigh the book. It's a feel. But I feel like, okay, now when I've put in a few more things, I get to a tipping point in my brain that says, now the book is complete. I don't know. The book tells me when it's done. I don't decide when it's done. The book just says, okay, enough. And, there's many times when I'm making a book that I'll go through the book at the end and I'll assess every page to make sure each page is the way I want it, the way I like it. I feel like there's a sense of completion to the page. And some pages are heavily decorated and other pages are lightly decorated. So yeah, in my world, I like the person not to know what's coming next. There to be a little surprise, a little intrigue, a little relaxation page, a rest page, then a little explore page, a discovery page, you know, and kind of shake it up. And keep them guessing, you know, got to keep them guessing. Because maybe they need a little escape from whatever's going on in their life, and they just need to dive into a book that'll take them far away to another time, another place, another experience that, you know, might make a difference in somebody else's life. I hope so. That's the goal. I want it to be an interesting place of adventure and discovery. And not everybody is compelled by those reasons. Some people want to make pure writing journals, and there certainly is a need and a want and desire for writing journals. They're useful. And plus people want to write down their thoughts and do things like that. So I totally get that. And I do too. I mean, I'm constantly looking, you know, isn't this ridiculous? I have more paper than probably anybody in our neighborhood combined. And I'm always looking for a piece of paper to write something down. And so I always have what I call my little utilitarian or my to-do journals that I've made around. Of course, there's never one right there when I need one. When I come across an idea, I'm like, oh, I got to capture that. And then it's not there. So I'm thinking maybe I need to make a couple more. So I put one here, one there, one here, one there. And so everything is kind of... it's like my reading glasses. I cannot survive with one pair, never. I have to buy 10 pair and put them all over the house. And they all seem to migrate back to my craft room, though. It's kind of funny. Then when I need one somewhere, I can't find it. I have to go back to the craft room, and I've actually donated one of my drawers of my craft room to just house readers. And they're all different strengths, because sometimes I need to see really close up to see some fine work that I'm doing, or other times I just need to relax my eyes a bit with a very light prescription. And so anyway, I just have lots of different strengths of readers, basically from 1.00 to 4.00. That's my range. And yeah, so you know, having a lot of experience inside the book is fulfilling to me. I like it to be an adventure. And that's why I just stuffed the little bejeebers out of those guys. And that's not everybody's style, but I certainly honor the other styles. And I think they're beautiful. And it's amazing to me when I look at other people's journals and how differently they look and they see a journal. And I think it's amazing because, you know, we're all looking at paper. We're sitting here looking at paper and we're sitting here looking at glue and scissors. And we come up with these completely different things from it. It's almost like the chef in the kitchen. You know, you're given your ingredients and somebody says go and let's see what you come up with. That's kind of the fun of the Facebook group. You know, you get in there and, you know, we do weekly and monthly challenges and, you know, you kind of give people a running start. Okay, here's a general idea. Now take it and run with it and let's just see what you come up with. Let's see. And, you know, it's so much fun because you get to see all these ideas that would have never crossed your path otherwise. And it's a beautiful opportunity to learn from each other. It blows my mind how many people are in to making books, making journals, and paper crafting all over the world. I am flabbergasted by this, and I'm so excited by it too, because I think it's so cool because we all have, in some way, have some access to paper and glue and scissors, and we're off and running, and you can just start right from there. I mean, you double enough paper up enough, and you can make covers, and you can make, you know, signature covers, and you can make signatures, and they can be of all different kinds of pages and papers and everything. So anywhere you are, anywhere around the world, I've been absolutely blessed in so many people coming and, from Australia. There's a whole gang in Australia that are awesome, you know, paper lovers and paper crafters. And then there's the UK crowd. And then there's the Denmark crowd and the Sweden crowd and the Finland crowd and the France crowd. And, you know, it's just really awesome. The Germany, don't forget about Germany. And I mean, all the other countries too. It's just very cool. And I just am so thankful and so grateful for everybody taking the time to reach out, say hi, and maybe on the Facebook group, they're showing what they're making, sharing their stuff, giving each other ideas. I mean, it's free flow thought. It's fun. It's inspiring. And I very humbly learn so much from you guys. And you guys give me the greatest ideas. I'm like, I'll like look through the Facebook group and just go, I got to make this. I got to make that. I got to try this. I got to try that. And I have this ongoing list of ideas that I want to make and I want to try. And it just grows every day. And I love that feeling. I just feel like, oh, there's something to look forward to every day. Because if I wake up and I don't know what I'm going to make or what I'm going to do that day, I just look at that list and there is like a cornucopia, a bounty of treasure ideas. And, you know, it's a really cool thing. I hope you guys experience something like that too. So that's what I'm thinking about as I'm driving home. I'm actually thinking about junk journals and making my junk journals and how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to interact with my papers and my little bits and bops. Sometimes it's just about organizing the bits and bops. Sometimes it's about making small things. Sometimes it's making large things. Sometimes it's making fabric things. Sometimes it's sewing. Sometimes it's not sewing. Sometimes it's all about gluing. Sometimes it's about bling. Sometimes it's about very neutral, very calm, very, vanillas on creams and that kind of thing. And, it's all good. I found there's no right or wrong and there's no bad way. If you ever sit down and you feel like you should do something, but you really want to do something else, do the something you want to do, you know, especially in the crafting world. I mean, you know, the rest of life can stay complicated and all that stuff, and we have to's and responsibilities and all that stuff, but can't we leave this little slice of, you know, crafty pie for us to make things and do things and it just be, oh, did I miss my, I hope not. Oh, no, I thought I missed my exit. Look, you guys are distracting me. Okay. I get off here, don't I? Exit? Wait a minute. Oh, I think so. No, I'm still on the highway. Okay. Yeah, everything looks different all of a sudden. Oh, did I go into Tampa? Did I pass Tampa? Where am I? I think I did. Did I? Oh, glory. No, there's Tampa. I didn't. Did I? I may have missed the exit. I couldn't have missed 75. Good grief. I did. Look at that. Well, I guess I'm going this way. Okay. All right. I'm going through Tampa. I don't want to go through Tampa. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to get off the road. All right, you guys. I guess I've been yakking enough at you this time. So I'll pick up with you maybe on the second half of this ride. We'll see how it goes. No, wait. There's a connector. I can take the connector. Okay. Everything's all right. Don't worry about me. I'll be just fine. All right. I love you guys. I hope you're having fun out there. Please feel free to check out my Etsy shop. I've got vintage digital kits there. If you're interested in printing out some cool old world looking like things. And also, I've got a monthly emailed newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, please sign up for that. You should find the link below in the description here or below any video. And you get a digital image monthly emailed to you along with the note from the bookmaker and the list of junk journal supplies. McAllen North. No, I want to go south. Okay. Get on the right road. All right. And that's pretty much it. So I will be talking to you soon. Take care, everybody, and have an awesome and crafty day. Take care. Bye-bye.